Rishus Avimari. We're holding my Siman Kuf Gimel Sabeis, another sugya of Bishlakum. Sabeis is called a sugya when you mix two different ingredients, one that is case of Nechel Chai, and one is a case that's not Nechel Chai, and then you want to cook them. So to be clear, we're discussing over here that both them, the case over here, that are raw. Then cover this onion. You want to brings down the case of Kisi the Harisano. You have this brine, they want to mix inside within a Kemach. The Gemara says, this situation, when you cook it, it's ulcer. The Gemara is simple. You might think, what is the ikka, the harsin of the brine, which mice is mutter? Kamashmon, the ikka, the kamach, therefore it's ulcer. Now, a couple points over here. Number one, this Indian that we go after the ikka and the tofel, the place can speak out only to get to the klal of nechel chai. They get to klal of oilo shulchum alachim, let's say you mix two things together, we do not look at the ikka and the tofel. We look at mice as Allah Shulchan Malachim or not. If it's Allah Shulchan Malachim, we also. Now Allah Shulchan Malachim, mice, it's mutter. Matthias. One mixture, yeah. That's halach. Second, what is this klal of ikker and tofel? What defines something to be ikker that they will aster it? Or the ikker someone to be matur it? What defines the ikker over here? So you look at the Rishonim, places a couple of places, the Hul and the Vayd Zara. He discusses neged to the sugya of Sheikher, beer. So why in the world could have a terium? We'll get some kufi dalad. The case of Mashkin, we have numerous cases that we're going to be matter or discuss different protein to get to it. What happens to the sugya bishul? The Kamlung Taisi wants to say that the sheikher is bottled to the mayim, but Raya, go look at the bracha. The sheikher should really be a case of wheat, which is adama. And therefore, since it's inside the water, why is it not a case of adama? It must be the ikka is the water. I have to learn the sugya of brachas to know the klum, why that's so. But the gedda they point out from Taisus is a gedda's bracha. Same with the Rosh also in Parag Zayin. He speaks out the same point, the gedda sheikh, and he says, ikka klalav is bracha. They point out, says the Pitoya, the Beish Lamer, what's the klalav bracha? You have to learn the Hilchas brachas. That means the ikka and tafel in general is a case of whatever the wave is, that's the ikka. The tafel is bevotal to the wave over here. However, it says the Beish Lamer, let's say the tafel, the meat over here is kamach. And we have a cloud the Gemara brachas tafel meches that anything that's ahimini dogim inside mixed inside is always the ikker. You always make the bracha mezainis. Therefore, the lach be even though it's less, it's a smaller amount, he'll have the ged of the ikker, and therefore have a sugya of the ideas of bishul or pas or nechel chai. Therefore, speaks out the Beish Lamer, that's why the Gemara spoke specifically the case over here of kisa the harsino. Has kimch inside, and even though the kemach inside was the miyat, but that we give it the ged of the ikker ke'in roiv, because the klal brachas is that we go after the kemach, it's always nichol in the ged of roiv. That's why there's always a big tumult in the ged to schnitzel, or brach you make upon it, again the ikker might be the meat, over here you have the flour around it, so they'd have to answer why it's nichol in the ged of tofel. But with the klal over here in the ged to ikker and tofel, nechol chai, come on, we shade them, the place coming down, is a sukkah in the ged to the idea of brachas. Therefore, we'll see. Lalaf Lamaisa will get some kufi dal. Discussing the cases of coffee and tea and chocolate, all these cases of drinks. Why in the world we make one of the main svaras is it's how the bracha shavoy. The bracha makes the ikur. It's al saimich upon the salach as the beis. And therefore, we now have the baya, the problem of bishulakim, which really now brings to the lochin of gimel. Discussing the case in panda or panado that we have also some kufi beis sevav. Said the kimt over here says the shach is you have a knish as inside of it this raw piece of shuman or raw piece of meat or raw piece of fish inside and then you cook it all together. So you have the pas on the outside which might have the head to a pas palter. You have the meat on the inside or the fish inside the shuman on the inside. We have bayam says sugya b'shalakim. So says the mechabo, what's the halacha? You cook them together. The pas might have the heter, but the inside does not have the heter, and therefore even if it's nivle inside the pas, once it's ulcer, it's ulcer. That means Sif Beis is discussing when it got mixed in Mu'urav before it was Osir, then you have Ikka and Tafel. Sif Gimel is discussing when it became Osir and then it got mixed in. When it became Osir, then it got mixed in, that Lamais is Osir. I mean, that's the difference in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. You have to know when it got mixed in one with another.
So you don't get involved in the idea
of Ikka and Tafel. Right. The Shiloh really to speak out is Lamais, how do you make a Knish? You have first this Shuman Chai inside. What's speaking out? You have a problem over here. That's, I don't want to speak this out. Then you have first, before it gets cooked, first you have this end of this shuman inside and the knish around it. So even though it can mix them beforehand, but before it's cooked, before you cooked it, why do you have the klal? What broch do you make in the knish? Mazainas. That's Zikr. For us, if so, so why in the world do we have that to sit base? Let's give a pass. Pass is ahead to pass Palter. So Paz can point out from over here that we're saying a sip base to Makel, even though there's a clump of brachas with an exception. If it's Nicker.
Take away the Nicker.
No, that's when it's also ready. You take away that Sif Gimel. I mean, take 2 points away in Sif Gimel. Number one, first, to be matu b'tzad Sif Beis and give the klal of brachas. It true has a klal of brachas, but dafka if it's not nicker. If it's nicker, it's also. So what happens now? You cook the knish with this shuman inside, it's nicker. Then the shuman gets nivla inside after it's also. That's Sif Gimel saying, even though now it's not there anymore, once got nivla inside, once also, it's also.
Why is Tafka hard to not nicker?
They got, it's a dip that the thing inside is not nicker anymore.
It's
the nicker meaning you don't see it standing by itself. It's a mixture of terubas, not two things, one wrapped around another. It's got to mix it in all together. The prime sounds like I mixed in all inside together, inside this kemach. It's a complete mixture over here. By the kirsa da arsena. But it's not like it's two separate entities that got mixed in together. That's how the Quran talks. We don't try to explain it that way. That's the Kuntim Beis and Gimel.
Fish is just brine.
It's brine, not fish. It's the juice of the fish. Mm-hmm. Now, they do point a second idea over here, which you saw in the Simukuv Yabeis. What's the lach and negate the idea of bittel? And we'll see at the end of the Simukuv over here. The Bik of the Pus come along and say that we have a sugya of Bishlakim. Let's say you have something that was osir. It got mixed into something else. How much is Timavatlitz? So Klal always, in all cases, the Rabbans are Shishim. Over here, by Pasak and Bishalakim, the place can go by Pas, certainly by Bottle Brave. My Bishal come along, the place can be Ikka say also, Shach says, Bittle Brave. So you have a question over here also, Lechoy, you have a Baya, a Bittle over here. A second reason we make it, fine, after Rubis, won't cause brothers. When you have also a head to be inside the Bittle Brave, it's Nivla inside the Pas. The Pas should be in the case of Ikka, Bittle Brave. So come along again, the Minchas Yaakov is Kasha. Right, so we pass it right. And the Chazak, the place coming down, that even the gate is a bittel has to be not nicker. So it's nicker, and he gets what? No, but I know, but it's nivla inside. He can look at the pass. Again, the Bechaba says, it's nivla. You see it in the pass. And again, you still have the heter. Bittel has to be a case. It's not. So it sounds like you open the Kiddush, you'll see the Shuman there. And lay inside, you can be clearly defined that there's Issa here. It's like Chazi, you can see the lay inside. Mitzah Bracha might work. Mitzah the Sugar, once it's also, that's Nivla inside, one of the get the Bittel, that's Sugar Bittel. Always. Yeah, you can see it, yes.
What's
the other
different colors?
Everyone sees. Oh, I see Isser. I see Shuman. I see it. My eyes see it. Now, if you can get involved, an interesting question. If maybe you're asking a simple kufdal we had. If something is nicker that you can't take out, why is that nicker get a bittle? That's the Echlami, that's Machlokes Rashba and Rambam. There's a Taz and Shach and kufdal about that. That's an interesting shaila how to apply these two with this akimto over here. But the Sayyidshabai comes out, even though we're going to pass it, it's Batabaroi, but not in the Klum. If it's Nikr, one other case of Bittel. So again, that's really Beis and Gimel. The Sayyidshabai, number one, again, mixed in beforehand. It goes after what is the Bracha. That makes it Ikover, unless it's Nikr. And number two, negate Sif Gimel, once it's Osir, the Loch is, it stays Osir, unless it's Gimel Mavat, the Kimt over here. Sif Dalad, the Loch of Shvachos, of slaves. So it says shvach over here means even eved ladafka shvach. We shouldn't make it down shivcha. To be clear, really to apply this halacha, we have to make three different levels over here. There are slaves that you own, the slaves that are schirus that you rent for a year schirus, and then can be what we call poilim ismanazeh, slaves for the hour. Fine, poilim azeres made in your house. Three different things over here. So first. Come along the Rishonim, and that is costing very clear, a shivcha that you own. You own the shivcha. The question is, do you have a heter of Bishlakim? Bring down the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and come along, the Ramban Ikka wants to taina that since a shivcha is knuyalai, it's owned, and therefore in the get to Shabbos, the mlach they do, you have to be a zar upon them, make sure they cannot do mlach upon Shabbos. Therefore, they're yad ki yad balabayas, as if that being mevashal, you yourself being mevashal over here. Therefore, the Ramban, the Maisa, wants to make when you own them, why? Mitzad the Svarov, that no, not shaykh the act of chastis, because they are extension of you. You even zor for them for Shabbos. That means they have no Shabbos. You have to make sure they keep Shabbos, they're extension of you. That's one svara. A second svara, what the Rashba says in the Tshuva. Yeah, they're not eating the goyim. A behemoth is also, you cannot do malach for you on Shabbos. He's not worse than a behemoth. He's not a yid, a behemoth. It's like a behemoth. The pasuk says, an ebed, and a shivcha.
Yeah, but you're not going to marry a horse, and you might marry this cattle.
No, you might. That's a chashash over here. But he's a goy that you have, the Torah says it. No. The way they explain this, he's more, since he's an extension of, the way they want to explain, the extension of you, the wise keeping Shabbos is goy. He is the Yad, Kiyad Balabayis, he's an extension of you, and therefore we're nichel in the category as if, again, he's part of you and the Noah Simmons.
He could be just, he's not nichel in the category, never did.
That's one way of saying over. The way the Rashba says over, that these shvachas that you, the Maisa, own, a difference for, since they're forced to go do it whether they want to or not, the loch is, that's the shvachas to you, Michael. That means by shvachas that you own, the two separate reasons among the Rishonim want to you, Michael. One mitzad, they're forced to go do it whether they want to or not. Therefore, there's no kiruv das over here, no chashav of a relationship of bond of chasmas. Or a second svara is because they're zor, they have to be kiruv besides Shabbos, therefore the extension of you. Two reasons upon the one akimto, that's the fact that you own them. That's what we should be discussing, the case of ownership over here. In these machlokes over here, come on the Rishonim, and say, what's halacha l'maaseh? So Ban, when he brings it down, he says, the minhag is v'chein nogu to be mekel. One shito. The Rashba, the Ritva, they bring it down, they say, Maisa to be Machmer. Why to be Machmer? So the Rashba says, once for us, loy plug. Once he asks her, Maisa the goyim, then that day. So we ask the goyim. The Ritva says, that's Kolshkein. What's Kolshkein? He can say, very simple. Madach a goy, this time, is a street you cook for you. This who lives with you, part of you, part of the house. You have more shaykhs, more of a bond, more reason to have a relationship with them. You hear these stories, more reason to be Machmer. That's how the Ritva says it's over. Fine, that's the second mouth among Rishonim to be Machmer. The third malach, the way how the Meiri, before in the Rili Ross says, the Chadchil to be Machmer, but the Evet, Yeshem Elis Mech Lahakal. That means in the Rishon themselves, they argue this point, Osir, Motor, or the Evet. Allah Lamaisa, the Mechaber brings it down, says, Yeshmi Shemata, Yeshmi Oyser. So what's the Klal in the Mechaber? So when you have a Stam, Yesh Oyim, Malach, Gestam. Whenever Yesh Oyser, Yesh Matirim, to the Yesh Oyim, says the Kavachayim over here, the Klal is, he's passing like the Chomet Geshita, the last one. Because now Yesh Oyim Malach, like the first. He's passing the last one, so what are we going to have all the Shitas for? Mokom Adchak. Shasad Chak, we send upon the Matirim. That's the Klal in the Mechaber. That means the Mechaber is passing, Mokom Adchak, we make it, otherwise we Machmer. That means he sounds like more like the Rosh Shita over here. The Kavachayim says, we're passing like the Mechaber over here. Atzad HaSheni, the Mashal says, no, we're going to answer it, like the Rosh of the Ritva. At the Sada Shlishi, the Pitoya, the Rechaim Kodesh says, we don't matter it like the Abban says, V'chein Novu. At Shad Revi, Kamal Ramon says, B'di Evet. That means, Allah Lamais among the Paiskim, the Gedele Paiskim, the four different Shitas. The Ramon ends up B'di Evet. The focus on the Ramon, what does he mean B'di Evet to be Michael? So the Ma'amok of the Ramon says, Ataz is Issevet Oruch. And he's come with the Sigur of the Raivet Shita, of a Bais of Yisrael, is the Mistarif, number one, the Shvachas that you own, together with the Bais Yisrael. That's why he can't be Mekel. Now, to understand Ramah, the Shach has an obvious question. The Taz is also bothered by this. Until now, what is the Mechaber discussing? The Rishonim's case by Shvachis, that Lamaisa that you own. By the times of the Ramah, he writes, they do not own Shvachis anymore. They're Scharis, they rent it. Mechaber could discuss Rishonim, not sure. But he's discussing, and also not sure Metzias, because Lamaisa they did own slaves. I'm not sure upon Metzias, but Maisa Kamal the Shach and Taz says that the avodim that they have and they discuss me most time is those that you were seicher, not the knuyas like. So the Shach has four options pshat what the kimter of the Ramah is. Four things he says. Number one, he says Echanami is talking about going back on the Machabes case the knuyas, but which knuyas over here? The ones that are zor al Ramban, it's not Shabbos. It's not the gale. We said b'serchom on b'di'evet means a knuyas loy, and those you have to be careful without Shabbos. First option. A second option, he says.
He's just talking about a lachem seven.
Yeah, that's shita the Ramban. That's the first thing, and he said he doesn't like that. That's why you obviously the second malach. The second malach, he says, he means a new thing. Sobech b'di'evet, not b'tzirif. Nothing to do with that. Al makes it so I'll survive it. I mean, without the taz, taz makes it tzirif. No, he means over here make kol b'di'evet. Why I'll survive it shita. So a new idea where a set of shlishi. No, he has a third option. That it means to be Simon Chapa in the case of Chitoy. But Mustama, Yid walk by and do the act of Chito, even though the Al Kavana, the Amal Shita, Chito with Al Kavana might work, it's not like the Tazan Shach. Therefore, we assume that you sell to the Chito over here to heat up the house. Which he points out, very hard, read the Amal. The Amal says, Misem Chapam B'dieved, and Chito even Lachat Chilo. So says the Shach, it means Lav Dafka, means Misem Chapam B'dieved, not only that, even Lachat Chilo Misem Chapam it. Which he himself says is not talking the words of the Amal, but that's taken after we read it that way. A fourth option, he says, the reason why Knuya is the Maisi can be Mekel, there are two reasons why he Mekel. The Bad's reason says why, because he is Zohar upon him for Shabbos. The Rajba says the reason why is because you're going to do it by Korchoi, they have to work for you by Korchoi. So that reason applies even Bezman Hazeh. And what applies even Bezman Hazeh applies to our Shvachos. And that's why he's being Mekel, because our Shvachos applies the Svara of Knuyos. Which he does end off, it's true that the Rajba writes that in Shuva. We look at the base Yosef, he only brought down the Ramban. That commercial only brings down the Ramban. So that's, he ends off really shred, but his four option, what the Kimtov here in the Ramban, that he says, to be Mekel B'dieved. Again, he has either, what?
In that commercial, he's come out like the second sheet in here. It's quite clear.
So we have a problem. So you want to say, either like U.S. doesn't apply Bizman, that's what's he doing? That's your guess, right?
Yeah,
so the Shach is bothering him, or it's not dog, or he means arrive it, or it's very sure. So it's four up. When you have four options, usually that means there's a problem here.
Right, but I'm just saying, can't we just say, look, if you look in the Sefer HaGod, we open up a documentary, we see what he's saying.
But why is he, like, you yourself, it's very hard to say that, because it's not a get, like.
Right, but I'm just saying, my story,
That's just bothering the Shach. Vital also is really bothered by this.
Why is that much on Nanami with my name? If it's just a Dishami had the stomach, you had Echem and Beso, so it should probably everybody.
No, that's even like a Chilo. Again, the Ramos says like a Chilo by Shami Chato. But the Ramos says two things. First, but the Eved, he was sent upon the Machaber, and the Oid, in the case where you know that that's the Derek, the Duchito, but sent upon even like a Chilo.
Now, I want you to talk about our Shvach is today, Shvach is Eved.
Well, okay. Shvach Shalom is worse than Mechaber also. Mechaber is a Shvach Shalom. What does Shalom mean?
What's going on again nowadays? Is Svara that
you have to play Hacha? No. The Knuyas, the Svara, again, the Marmok and the Abant, you make a Yesh Mishamater. Knuyas doesn't apply. Now, it really depends. What's the Mechaber is going on with Knuyas. What's the Svara of Knuyas? There are two options among the Rishonim. There's the Abant and there's the Rashba. Do you mean Mitzad Shabbos or mean Mitzad Bakorchoch? Nothing to do with it. That's base Yisrael. Second mouth is base Yisrael. That's it.
Did we say that's not again nowadays?
No, I didn't. Oh, no, we're going to get. We have to get this base Yisrael if the Gemara's man is there. Fine. Now that really leads now. So as I can the Shvachos Bezman Chazal Knuyos. Now that really leads down to Shvachos of Shluris. What do you do with our Shvachos those Shvachos that we rent? So again, the Shach is very clear. It really depends what Svar you're coming from. Among the Rishonim, if you're coming from the Rishonim Svar of the Ramban, which has the Sugya of Shabbos, there'll be no head to go in any of the Rishon when they get shvachas that you do that you rent. Mash Engim got Mahalach the Rashi and Shuva that says you said over here Mitzad Bar Korchok that would apply Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, Alocha and Schura is the second level of the shvachas, those that you rent. What's the Alocha? Come along the Paiskim, a more reason to be Machmer. I mean, come along the Prechodesh, it says Mishlam and the Mechaber Yesh for Yesh, but this case of Vadef be Machmer. Still, in this case, come the Chok Mazadim, who says Machmer Hefzid, Ruba, you can't be Mekel. The Taz speaks it out. It says, even talking about both Shvachos over here, it says, Ben Tzir of a basis to all the Maisei Kami Mekel.
Well, wasn't the case of these Shvachos, you rented them for a year, you
grew up for a year, you salary for a year, what's the... We'll get to what that means. That's the third level. I said, a few levels here.
Well, these, the one...
We'll have to contrast it. But by contrast, that's how you define it. Now, just to finish off this point, in the case of Schuris, let's say 3 points over here. Number one, the Schuris means Dafka to Yid. Let's say the Eved is Ben Tzir to a guy. Maybe he's Eved. To come along the very clear the Mechab. The Schuris means to Yisrael, not to Goy. Aleph. Second is, even if the Schuris, if he cooks for himself, there's no head. That's what he does it for you. So he speaks out the Paiskim. That means you have a Shivcha, you want to set it upon your house, and you let him cook in your house. Why? Because you have a head of a Shivcha that only applies for you, not for herself. Not only that, come along the Machlokes Abinez and the Erech Shai, let's say. What? We're going in the Rashi, we've got the Ramban, no, we didn't get a bias. We go to another Svar, bias. We're talking about the Al Shivcha, the Hetter of Shivcha. Not bias, we get the Hetter of bias. Without the Hetter of bias, we didn't get the right of the Hetter yet. Yeah, the Seish Shubay Shivcha. That means if you go to the Taz, you make it Tziruf, you won't have a Tziruf. Again, the Ravit doesn't need a Tziruf. But if you go to the Ravit, it's a Taz with the Tziruf Shivcha, when he does it himself, you don't have the Tziruf. Number three, the Avnei Nezer, the Erech Shai argue, let's say he's cooking for you, you'll have this tziruf. But let's say he cooks for an other Yisrael, not the boss. Do you have this heter or not? Maybe it's dafka because he's working for you, bakocha, but he does it for another yid, Yishlodim has a heter or not. Interesting shayla among the Avnei Nezer versus Erech Shai. Which not only leads to our cleaning ladies, to our workers, our poilim, whether it's in a factory or in a restaurant, or what are exactly are our poilim that we have in these yeshivas, what are they exactly? So among the Svarim, the Anik Svarim, they all discuss this question, and they're really coming from two areas to why to say it's not the same sugya. That means, first of all, to be simmering upon it's not that simple. That means that those who argue the whole point, b'chaba ha'oz tumak knuyos, then you're taking the skriyos. Now you want to know about aus bezman hazeh. So, two reasons to Mechalik, Chalk Pinyom Yisratov says, it's Arachian. Number one, he says, the whole idea to be makel upon the Rashba Sfarik can force them. Today, if you have a clean lady in your house, I don't do no bathrooms, I don't do no windows, I don't do no this and that and the other. And you have to be nice to them, and you have to, they tell you what they do, what they don't, and you're up to them, and you're forced to follow their klolim over here. You're forced to want to be there and obviously over here. A second thing is, the whole idea, it sounds like they rented for a year and you were stuck in the contract. Today, they can walk out on you. They get fired. They don't really care. They can quit. So it's not schoish v'shone. It's really, it's a worker. Someone you hire a person to, every time you hire a person to make an egg, he's a foil for you. It should be a head for all bishlak. Anytime you make anything for you, it should be a foil for you. Elamite, that's, that category means when he's forced to be and he cannot back out. Today, the mice, they can back out. So what's, does our workers have the head of shechol? The mice of the Chalkos Piyom, when he brings it down, that is very clear, the two sides over here. Mice ends up Sarachian. Among the Svarim, I see him Nashe Klein, or Abelski, or Shomach from the side of that way. There's more shaykhs. Nothing you do, not pakorchuk, they can do what you want. There's no shaykhs over here.
Like the base is strong, and it's
also the... When you get a base, I'm saying, you're getting the tziruf from here. Do you have a tziruf from here? After Shivchas Shabbai, Tzad Hasheni, I see others about yourself to discuss the restaurant, or Halkas Yaakov, or Nemetzal said, the mice is safe, called safe. At the end of the day, it's a job. And then there's no Kiev Das, they're being paid for it. This Nichol Negeda of what a Shivcha is. They want to have, it is Nichol, this category over here. So we have a Shiloh upon this idea that the Mechaba wants to argue against. That the extension is the case of Schuris to apply Bizman Azeh. You have to realize how far the school the ones that we make upon are being extending the school over here. That means for, there's a stark Sfarah not to make the Tziruf on the Taz. They hold that what? They forget of Shivcha.
Right.
Fine, but even the Shivcha, the Mechaba holds not to be Samech upon it. Just Yechav and Das, when he discusses Tshuva, he's getting involved with, he's looking very clear, and he's discussing a Tshuva, Limud Schluss, what's happening in the Svarjish world over here. So he writes, Limud Schluss, I'm making a bunch of Tshuvim. One of the Tshuvim he writes is the idea of a Shivcha. Others say, that's not even a Tshuvim, that's zero, that's nothing. That's one of his Tshuvim he's bringing down. Which now brings down, let's say we're summing upon a Shivcha. The next thing comes along the Taz, it says, Beis Yisrael. What's the idea of a Beis Yisrael? How do we apply it? Was it coming from the Makor? So first it's very clear, the Gemara Daflam Ches, brings down the Issa Shavoy, says Rashi, the reason is Shem Yechol Dava Tovei. So Taishas, but you and the Mishnah said, the reason is Al Tzchasnas. Mamshuk Taishas, he brings down the Raivet Shito. The Raivet Shito says, the only reason to be Machmer is only in a Bais of a Goy. But a Bais of Yisrael, does not apply another Sugim Chasnas, and that's the idea of Shem Yechol Dava Tovei. Therefore, there's a Bais Yisrael, the Maisa won't be any Issa of Bishal Akam. Won't be any Issa of Bishal Akam. Won't be any Mr. Bishal Akam. So, a couple of cases in Mamshech, that's very true, that's the Ravid. They say it's not the Ravid to the Rambam, they say it's a different Ravid. They bring down the Rebbein Tam. No, it's a different Ravid, yeah. That Ravid, it's all the Ravid. Ben Avram, come on, Ben Avram. Make it easier, the Ravid. Huh? Come along the main time. He says, "Nice another way. Like hold the chum klal. Boy, maybe they'll put something as tamei. Maybe you do have a chash over here. And the other entice is very clear. It's machloikus to main time versus the raivit. And nobody should discuss this aspect of stumbling upon a basis role. Lochel the mechaber in sif aleph is very clear. He says, is it akilu bekli yisrael or basis role? Black right mechaber. The mobi here came along." And he want to be, he says, to be makel even l'chadchilo when the shvachas in the basis role. What does that mean over here? So the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Swarm seem to go that way, The Ma saying that Chilu be stemming upon it with three tzirufim. Number one, Shvachos. Number two, the Ravid. And number three is Eif Shleichata. The Pesach can say that means Eifshir, when about it's mortar. It means the Yeshua that we're assuming Mustama did a case of Mechato here. These three Tzerufim, then L'chad Chili Kami Mechel. Kamal Darach HaShulchan says, can we stomach upon that? So he says, if it's in the Medina, they don't let any Jewish workers around, then B'shaset Chak, Seder. But in the Medina, they let Jewish workers work. Left upon the fire, don't be stomach upon it. Ve'in L'shanes. It's three tzirufim, and each tzirufim is a pella. But the shvach is a pella. Basis soul, he says, is a shvach. You have to know what that means. Again, the Tazir Shach of a hard time we're referring to. What did he just do? They don't have a clear answer. How, like he himself says, look at the Dakimush which is discussing one thing. Somebody brought down Lach L'maisa. How can you apply Lach L'maisa? A basis soul, most of Shem argue, and they have what? Shem Yev Shechata. Fine. If you had that story, maybe, but the Metzias is Yesh Yichat Yeshlofim. The Aruch HaShulchan says not to be something less than Shasat Chak, they cannot get any Jewish workers. In the Medina, they don't let the Jewish workers. Right, so the Yichat doesn't apply. Yeah.
And
the
Aruch HaShulchan says 2 or 3. What kind of Shabbat is that about?
So he's talking about his days, Shachat 1800s, meaning the Knuyas, Eschuyas, not Knuyas. Now, to apply this again, so the argument you retrieve is everyone likes throwing in the head of Shvachas, likes throwing in the head of Abayas. And again, there always are building from that. Now, what is a basis of to be Samchal? This is a fine basis of. I mean, a basis of means a Jewish house. And you have a Shivcha working inside the house. What about a restaurant? What about a yeshiva? What about these halls over here? What is that? Is that a basis role? Or is that a public forum that they're working inside? That also is not that simple to define. That means you want to be stomach upon them. Who says yeshiva is nichel and get of a basis role? So again, there are yichavadas. No, a simple thing. But who, it's not working for a specific person that I'm working for you. It's a working for a whoever hires a place out. This institution, whoever hires that oil that night, is getting these workers. And they can even switch. What is that exactly? So there are those again are Latin when discussing this limud schos, we actually is against, or the Bi'omi when he wants to be semich upon it. He said, "Konami, even in the case of a restaurant, that's nichel to get of a base Yisrael. Shabbalitzki, Rav Nemental, they say Maisu who owns it at the end of the day Yisrael. Tashen Ism Chaim Kinyevsky or Zil Orbach, they said Maisu has to be a bias. These places are more of a public forum. Who says nichel in the category?" It's a public area that's not really owned by Yisrael. The one title. He's not working for you. He's working for the company. That's true, but the question I had to look upon is it. His job is not for him. His job is for the tzibur. Not going to pay you for him. That's just a question over here. I hear what you're saying. That's not a baya on the tzibur over here. I'm not talking a lot of problems over here. But they point out, take a step further, numerous restaurants are based in Israel. Let's say the owner is a chileni, which numerous restaurants are. So you can have this, let's say this pizza shop, owned by chileni, who gets a shkocho that is, get inside these people who are chileni, let's say working. You want to step upon the head to base Israel. But tzibur, other ideas, a mum or whatever, what makes tzibur out of it? They're chileni. So come along the of Shtromach who writes a tshuva about it. Or Rav Shech from the OU said, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you machem, if mitzad shem yechel dava tamei, fine, there, he's a chiloni. Elamai mitzad mumer, anyway, ikil paskin al machmer. So, and we have a light plug over here. So we don't have, the whole, the base soul, the base soul, from the base soul, shem tayim mitzvahs. Otherwise, you won't have this head over here.
When we say base soul, we're coming from the
Ravid
or from the
Yevshul Shleichata? The Ravid, right. Today we don't have Yevshul Shleichata. No, so that means that can we make tzirufim out of it? That's the question. How do we, it's only b'diavad, but can you get involved with the pilot light and the yipas on the fire and basis? You have to, we're building over here to different cases where to either show the issues or how to make tzirufim out of it, which now leads to the next case over here. Till now, we're discussing. Yeah. Again, so the Vadisef and the Tzion and Mishai Dablitsky and the Nemetzal, the Sherekosi, they want time to Nichol Beis Sol. Why? At the end of the day, it's Beis Sol. Not Beis Chilonim. Beis Chilonim, I didn't see anyone say straight out. A Gam can say it really depends upon the Machlokes. Yeah, what the Mummer is in the Pesach Tshuva. No, that's still the, who owns it? Who's the base Israel? No, I don't think it goes after the manager. Yeah, but I think it goes after the base Israel.
Being that this only happened in Yemen, how could you say, what are we sorry for?
I said, oh, we'll get to other cases. We'll have to get other stars over here. But again, we're just building over here, living in the theorem. There's Dan what says over here.
How could Arfa Shulchan have learned that we need three to including Shvachas, Shalano? The case of this whole point, the Shach is trying to make it internal gate, Shvachas, our Shvachas. According to the Shach, the Ramah, the Ramah is not talking about the...
No, he's saying, no, he's come to Ogden Ramah. He's come to Ogden Ramah. There's a massive Chiddush over here. Yeah, but English Amos. Don't do something about him. No, he said, Ramah meant three true of him. No, Ramah meant three true of him.
What happened to Ramah meant three true of him? The Shach says the Ramah...
No, the third, Ramah says three, Ramah said B'dievet, then L'chadchila. We said L'chadchila means three true of him. We said B'dievet means only two. What are the Shach
means? I'm not talking about the Shach.
Right, so again, the Shvachas is Schiris as one of them. Right, one of three. You write a black and white. And that really is, so again, to be summing upon this Indian is not that simple. But take it a step further. What about a factory? Maybe a factory is different, better than a bias.
But if the manager is a guy,
it's still the basis role.
No, but if you're in the
Chesed, you're not the Tomei. No, it's interesting, it's shallow, but Dabba Tomei, if you have a Mashkiach on the place, so what if Chesed Dabba Tomei? This is Tzitzel Yezek, Ki Torah Baloch wants a Taino. Let's see, we have two reasons over here. Why Mach Mei Momos for it? So the Pesach Tshuva, Atz Dabba Tomei. If you have a Mashkiach, take Ki Dabba Tomei. So those one Taino, if you make a bypass by Momor, then by Bishul, you should also make it when you have a Mashkiach. Why? Come along the Tuv Tam Adah says, no, once you ask him, you answer. But there's an interesting question over here that is Shem Yechad Dabba Tomei, when does the Mashkiach work? Can talk about Lachat Sliyaz and one second, make it a Paz Echanami. There's an eyes in the head to be separate from Mumrim with the Mashkiach. The big tumult, Mumrim Mashkiach has a Kloma Paz, a Kloma Bishol.
Seer's base is wrong.
No. The question. That's nothing in the end.
No, with the Mumrim, it's not the Mumrim.
They get to the next case. We're talking about bias. What about a factory? The question of factory really has 2 points. Number one, first, we have a palter by the case of Kuf Yigim by Bishol. So the Izmari Tats and Chuva Sim Kuf Samachalach, he wants a Taino, just like by passive a heter palter. But there it's as Chai Nefesh, fine. Over here we have a heter, why? Because it's not Shaykh Chasnas. It's a bakery. Bakery is not Shaykh the concept of Chasnas. And therefore, Izmari Tats is a heter palter by Bishol Akar. Palter can be Tats. Maritats. Well, the dollar for them. The mice they point out, we've
that's
the base Yosef. What?
That's owned by a factory?
No, Palter. We'll get the factory. The two stages I'm saying. Number one, Palter, then a factory. We'll get to what the chilk is. In this Maritats, where they saw the base Yosef, Simakufia Bays, he brings down such a mahalach among the all the revolution, the not so. There's no heter Palter. If you've got him in Simakufia Bays, he says the kula of Passover, the idea of Bishul, is that Pass has a heter Palter. And that's how the Ikhla Pesach world, there is no Hefter Palter. The question is, can you make a sniff, another Tziruf? Maritats. Give yourself up to the Hefter Palter. So B'yashiv, or the Chalkos B'nyomen, or Shtumach, the Masada, you cannot make a sniff out of it. However, Dain Weiss has a Shuvah about it, says Mitzarf the concept. The Cheshiv Eivud has a Shuvah about it, those, you'll be Oymed, the one Mitzarf, not a Tziruf, when you get involved with cases, is a case of Paltover. Take it a step further now, what about a case of a palter of a base of a factory, of things that betzim a person cannot make at home? The case of Moshe that was this, and he has a tshuva about. He wrote about a case of sardines or egg rolls. People in their own house cannot make it. At least the style they have that are being bought cannot be made in the house. You can't make Pringles at home. Try it. Doesn't go. Fine. So the question is, fine. One, we don't have a heter palter, but a palter's bread you can make at home. You can make in the house or the palter of the bakery. What about things that a goy or a factory can only make? Maybe that's the case that's better over here. Why? Because a factory needs hundreds of workers. There's no Indian chassis over here. No concept. It's a factory that's, who knows where it is. It's in India or some remote area. Can you be a samech or China? Can you be samech upon the idea that a factory won't have any issa chassis? We would not say the concept of loy plug. So Moshe wrote a tshuva about it, and he seems to say 2 points. He says, number one, if it's a factory, that's something that needs special equipment that cannot be done. And number two, it's a remote area that's no shachas, not related to you. What's a lechatchila can be samech upon it? You won't be samech upon lechatchila. Now, Ramosha. Therefore, Rabelski says, the OU says, the OU paskins, that it depends. If it's in an area that the yidden around over here, then he says they only make it as a sniff, a factory. But if it's in a remote area, far away, no yidden around, lechatchila samech upon it. That's what Moshe says. What? No, no, I said the place that's in a remote area that's not that. No, 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 if he knows. So they spoke to him and he wrote, he says. He said, he writes in the shoe like this. Bethlehem should be motor in all factories. He writes that. Yeah, Moshe says, he writes, however, you can have a kasher light plug that apply light plug when it's somewhere else, it's a different area. You can argue. So he said, I make hold all factory motor. You want a factory apartment? You've been on this case. And the tshuva was written to not to Greenblatt. People called him up and asked him what happened over there. It seemed the maestro when Moshe was sick at that time. Someone else wrote the tshuva for him and he signed it, he read it. And this is how the maestro OU goes. They follow that factories have not Altpalter. That's retas, but even better, things are a factory that only factories can make. The hundreds of workers over there, expressions, remote era of Semech upon that, even Lechatchila.
It's only when they can't do remote lighting, or even when it's...
Even without that. Without
the theory of... Even the remote lighting makes it feel resin there.
No, no, no.
Because of
no, 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 no.
It's
on the... Sturmach Lameister in Chelkei, he says, there's so much goch in America that I heard, I don't want to say what it is, but it says such a hetovir, pella, pila, blame, saying upon this hetovir, what's he talking about? Like, some goch has to show up, it's a concept over here. Fine. Lameister Ben Yom Zobah has a similar truth about this. He says, a svart also makes it as a theory over here, to be make over here. That means, for example, they want to point out, let's say it's even in a local area. So I said those one time, in a local area, we're going to get the Lochitz of Zion, Eshma, Eshma, pilot light. Pilot light, Lachatkhila, we're not Semich upon. Only with the event. So you have a sniff over here. Moshe says, anytime there's a sniff in the factory, you can't be Mekel. So they come along and say, but Moshe says, these factories be Mekel, when it makes Tzeruf out of it, those want me Mekel, based upon the Moshe.
Starkey using that for their globers?
No, that's not what they're coming from. Well, we didn't get to Siv Zayin. I just pointed out, you say it over here, I just threw in that this is, they once this could be a good sniff.
Once what? He started at the factories, would that
it's not in a parish of chassid a kiyuzek. It's not something to be done. It's something that is a household thing that people do to make a relationship with another. We can't do these things. Deal. Let's just go back to. It's something that's a factory. So I said two different things. I'm not sure. Read the truth and tell me what the acute point is. I said Pringles. You don't give me Pringles. There are two ways of saying it over. I'm not sure if they're Dafka Bolt or Love Dafka Bolt. It could be one of the other. I hear. You have to read the truth. You tell me what it says. Now, just to go back, once you're saying this concept of here, let's go back to potato chips and just see this. To get clear that they're discussing the tshuvas, let's go to the Cholbach is eight different things over here. One that everyone's not told, first of all, are number one is potatoes, or shulchan malachim, or not. So the Rosh Hashulchan Maisa is not, Rav Hengen says Maisa, or shulchan malachim. Gets involved. Rav Hengen passes away. What? The Askel Avdi. They're not nichol, potatoes are not or shulchan malachim. Not nechshav the chshivas over here. Why they eat it for? They put it on the table, but not nichol is not the chashon over here that they can eat with pasta. Not other shulchan.
Any variation of potato,
or just like a cooked potato or a potato chip. No chshivas. I mean, they might have it on the table, but they want to not nichol the chshivas. Other shulchan lachem. So meichel for poor people. Now those who go that way, this is Rav Henkin, Asklavdi, Falz, or Chushulchan. The meichel make a positive disagree. Aleph. A second in this course, potato chips itself is other shulchan lachem. Hashis, I think tail chips are not other shulchan lachem. Agam, I saw one safe one diner by cocktail parties. They have tail chips. That's other shulchan lachem. That I think is a massive chiddush. Very hard to understand. Number three, they discuss. Do we go after the min on the side of tails also? Tail chips are going to be a case that is not other shulchan lachem. Do we go after the min and say like plug? Just to be clear, where the ma'amokm is coming from, the shach being zan that a korkavin of bnei ma'ayin, even though it's not chetichu el eschabed. We're going to ask him to say Bishalakim. Why did the Shach say that for? Says Bichonsh, the side of the Shach is Loi Plug. The Maiso, Nuwaz Achonim point out that true, there's a Bichonsh says Loi Plug, for Esol Archa Shulchan went this way. You look at the Makar Shavoy, and there's a Sol Simincha and a Machza Shekel, and they say that's not point. They said over here, it's not Uchdiwa, it's Chabed, but the Shach says Bishalakim, it is Oilashoch Malachim. It's a case of Papyrus. And if for that reason, they want tiny, you have no ma'am mokum to say the sugya loy plug. That means he's a machzor shekel, clearly on the shach says, what's maskana is oila shoch malachim. Isn't that amazing? What's maskana is oila shoch malachim. Not mitzvah the sugya loy plug. That's the third mavuch over here. What? Machzor shekel is over here, on the shach. It appears in the shach. Number four, even if you want to say like the pre-chodosh, they say loy plug for the min. Kamal the Masham is Ayus Betshuva, the Stavko, when they did not change the tzua, how you baked it, how you made it. If you took chicken, that's Oilo Shulchan Malachim, and you boiled it, that's not Oilo Shulchan Malachim, once you change the way you made it, even the Bichadosh would not say Loi Plug over here. He had Numus Reis, this is
so schwer, so much closer to the.
Why? Because we see Numus case, we in the Shulchan Malachim anymore, the case of the, you add the same, and it depends how you make it.
It's got to be right against Bichadosh. How can you say that
Loi Plug, Bichadosh? The case of the Bichadosh is when you roasted the whole time piece of chicken. Except the chicken, the korkum, not oila shochem malachim. But you did the same suit, you did the same act. It's all part of partial of the
right,
chicken.
Some, which is so
it, no, it's like agav imorim. The side of here is it's not oila shochem malachim, but it's part. It's all connected to the thing itself. That's also this is all part of it. It's one thing. Here, I made something that cannot be oila shochem malachim.
The side
shabaya it is, but it's not something that's oila shochem malachim, and never will be that way.
The chicken is.
That's not. That's a fourth thing they say over here. Even it is, but the shini the tzura b'mavashal over here. Number five, even one at a time, let's say, tell Shabbos Oilah Shof Malachim. Why? Because they serve, let's say, Zera cocktails. When you read the Mechab over here, the Mechab says he has a klal that either has to be two things. That'd be Oilah Shof Malachim, has to be a thing that's not Nechel Chai, and it's a Malaf as a pass, Oilah Papyrois. Now, just to be clear, what does it mean Oilah Papyrois? Losh of the Mechab from the Torah, quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says the word papyrus twice. The question, Gemara never says it. So what does the word of the Rambam mean, the papyrus? What does it mean? So again, the Gdol HaKhanim argue the point, what the Taitz words mean. The three Taitz words in the word papyrus. Bichod says it means papyrus, means the malaf as a pass. That's the definition in the Rambam. Not the Mechaber, wants to argue the Mechaber. Said the Mechaber no right to extend what the Rambam is saying. Look up the Rambam, he said, don't say that. The Mechaber says that. Bichod come to argue that. The Ksam Soivit says the papyrus means to masbia, the mazoin, not for dessert. Third option, the way the Beis Meir says mechaba means, the Torah means likinuach. That means likinuach, for dessert. Any dessert, anything kinuach. Then what comes out, numerous paiskim learn there's no din of papyrus to be machba of dessert. Look at the mashal, the beer on the smacks, there's no such concept. Look at the bichodesh, the tverish sol, the yadafram, the Ksam Soifer, they want to argue on this base, Meir or Pshan the Mechaber, that says it's a din of papyrus. That means, even want to tell me, they're oil shochem lachem potato chips, but it's oil with that papyrus. Upon that, numerous gdolachem say there's no din of papyrus. Even want to say that. Number six, they say, it's palter, where we're tats, we can make a tzirva out of it. Number seven, they say, we have a moisha, basically a moisha over here, it's a factory, especially, who knows where, special equipment in a remote area.
What's the case?
Chips, tail chips, I'm discussing.
Chips are part of the meat.
What?
It's another meat. Fine.
Right. Where's Pringles?
What?
Where's Pringles?
No Chabad in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I just assume the factories are not. I assume the factories are not the place where they live. I assume they're.
It's in China. Whatever.
And number eight, they throw in. You have to realize discussing a case of Drabon over here. So again, we have to realize they discuss eight reasons why better not to make them. Not Oila Shof Malachim. Chip not Oila. Not go after the min. What? No, to be made. Well, why? If I have eight swears we're discussing, the question is, so why my brother wrote down Rav Reuben, why did he make so Rav Reuben, the Ashkoch Rav Reuben, he had a tshuva and the Harris Ace in the Chelgimel when he wrote my brother-in-law, he told them, my sister's true. You have all these ideas and swears and concepts why should we want to. But then you have to define, what does it mean Mahadrin? Ashkoch, that's Mahadrin. What does that mean?
Money.
That means you take on covers.
Money.
No. No. So the question now, what's the word Mahadr mean? Mahadr, the idea, the concept behind it, it's to be Mahadr. Hither. So now you can start saying, well, tell us, Eilish and Malachim, and it's a light plug, and some upon the Moish, some of this, some of that, some of that. So, you want to tell me it's kosher? Fine. You, people make Mahadr, why not? Want to say this Rabbut? Say there. Want to say we're Mahadrin? It gets involved in the argument what defines Mahadrin? Or what level, or how many chumras you have to take upon yourself. You want to tell me to give Ashgacha and to machshir something on ideas that really stream over here? That's not the concept of Mahadrin. Fine. Next to you. Sorry? But people want to be Mahajan, they should be Mahajan. Fine. Sifei is a sugya of Kavona. The Gemara and Daf Lamaches brings down two cases where the Goy doesn't act. He burns down an agam, either a swamp or forest, and there are grasshoppers inside. Or you have a case over here that you want to singe the hair of the animal, and end up being you cooked somehow the animal, even with Michael ben Nisoy. So come along the Gemara and says, the Mashkan the Gemara, that since the Goy is not Meschavin to Mavashal it, only to burn the hairs or to burn the agam, therefore we have a het over here that's not applied to Issa Bishl Akam Agam, the Goy is cooking it. The Svara, the Ru'ah says, in Berak Abayis, the whole reason is of Chash Chasnas. When the Goy cooks something with Akavono, there's no Chshivas over here to give a Chash Chasnas. The one be Meis also, to be Meis to give you a Davatame, doesn't apply, they're not coming to go cook over here. So both Svara, the food doesn't apply, that's what we're making when you have no Kavana for it. Now, speaks out the Rosh in the Torah. Let's say Goy has no kavana, but he knows that Yitz food is over there. So they want tenor. They know that the chshash maybe had kavana to go cook it for you. Then the Beis Yosef wants to be fakir and say it depends on what gears you have, and he wants to argue. He wants to be mekel. Say even if he knows he has no kavana to be mekel, so the Svarim bring it down. And therefore they say makom efsimuba can be semich upon the Beis Yosef, and you can be mekel if only if you know about it. If you have no kavana for it, they do point out this question over here. The Tzati Machma, if you know about, he might come to Mavashal for you. The Gemara's case is, if you burn down the Agam, you know the grasshopper's there. Tell me, maybe not. When you singe the animal, you know the animal's there. You know it's there. You're sitting here, the animal, you know it's there. So the Gemara says the Maisit's Mutter, even though you know the animal is there. Says the Prishi, speaks out, and the Suffer to it, has to be either a case you don't know, or if you do know, but it's not Derech Levashal. That's the way of cooking. That means you go to an oven, and the case of the Rosh of the Torah is, when I come to a derech mevashel, when I'm coming to dry out this piece of wood, I know your meat's over there. I'm doing a pula of mevashel, so I might have kavon of that also. But to tell me I've kavon to mevashel, when it's not derech mevashel, when I burn down the agam, when I sit there, that's an appreciation. Even those won't be machmor, it's not the derech also, you know about, would not be enough to ask you it over here. Which will maybe get naf kamino. They do point out, let's say you come to do an act of affecting it, cooking it, but not some bishul. That means really going over the animal, singeing the hair, but not coming to mevashul. Let's say you take milk, you cook it to get rid of the chidaikim, the germs over here. So you're not coming to cook the milk. You're coming to get rid of the germs. Pasteurize it, right? Pasteurize it. So the question over here is this going to be nichel in the head of an edim eskaven? Tell me, Cholbach Zetzirah, maybe the Beis Yosef, is that different concept? So there's a round of tshuva, the round discusses, by the case of Dvash, we'll get to the locha by Dvash, we'll talk about Dvash Dvarim, the Gemara says, why is that Nechel get a Bishul Akum? Because Nechel Chai. In fact, the round, the Maisev is Nechel Chai, I would have come onto that, since it's not Nechel Chai, we have no kavanah to Mevashal it, you're coming out to come separate the Shaiva from the Dvash over here. Shaiva from Dvash. So he says, no, so he tells us that, why is that Nechel Ein Meskaven? So he says, no, the case of Ein Meskaven is dafka by the case of Cyrus, come to the hearers. Mashing the Dvash come to Mavashlet, to separate the Dvash from the Shaiva, that's Nechel Ein Meskaven. For Shiran and Shuvah. See also, the milk come to cook, that's the act over here. Not to change the taste, we come to cook. Therefore, the Chidaikim will not have the Seder, pasteurization will not have the Seder. As other term we discussed. But not mitzad the Sugyo
here. Only coming to cook it because of pasteurization, that means it's Nechel Chai, by definition.
No, then we get, then we have to get another question. No, it's Nechel Chai. That was it. Do we have a head to mitzad our Sugyo before you don't have a head to mitzad our Sugyo? They do discuss when the fuse blows, when Kavsak Chashmal, and Hafsakas Chashmal, or the Kaftar Roshi, your circuit breaker blows. Right? Got the right word? Kaftar Roshi. So, and the guy who puts it on for you, what is that exactly? Is that Nichol, this concept over here, to have a bayat, to ask you? So you could get involved with a question in general when the guy puts on the circuit breaker or the Chashmal, is it Nichol, or Nichol get a Miskavin? Is the bishul, there's two things here. One to get a shalom and to get a bishul akum. What? Right. So that's speaking out. That's what I'm getting to. That means number one, you get involved with is miskaven and not miskaven. That means it helps the Shabbos a big mevucha that any miskaven the situation by goyim is mutter. So when you get a guy to put on the electricity, you have the lights, and they end up putting on your food. So you have your lights, it's your bonding, you can tell the guy to go straight out. It's the lead lights. He can do an active bishul to the rice, though. So if Nichol get a in the situation, he'll be mutter. Go tell the guy to put on your lights in Shabbos. That's how Shlomo Zalman seems to go. But for Shabbos, it's added. No, when he's putting on the circuit breaker, it's kavanah for everything, whatever goes with it. That's the Rosh Shabbos one, that's the title. What? No, no, that's all it. So if you go with Mahalach and Amos Kavin, they're going to get a Bishul Akum. You could start clearing Bishul Akum. So if you get a Bishul Akum, you could say, if it's Amos Kavin, it'll be according to Shlomo Zalman, the Maestri Motor. But even if a Reuben can be made cold, why? Like you said before, if it's not the Derech. I mean, even though you know it's there by the Agam, or by the case of the animal, you know it's there, that's the Dech Mevashal, according to him, also he can't be Meikol. So either Mahalach going with should be his mutter, and among the Sfarim, all being on this case, Emel Meis is Meikol. There's no Bayah Bishul Akum when you put on the circuit breaker for the Chashmal.
Is it better to have the
U-turn on? On Shabbos,
no.
Is it better? No, they point out the Chalik Shemem, over here says, Emel Meis is even like Achilles mutter. Fine, the Sifov is a case where we have a Gemara, Daf Lamaches, is Mimamshech. We have two cases. One, when the Yisrael puts it down, and the Goy is Lahapechet, Chalik among the Shredim, when he turned over the Basar or the coals. And then we have a second case over here where the Goy puts it down, and the Yisrael was Mahapechet. What? Hepech. Switched it over. The Hipech Yisrael, those are the words of the Gemara that says it. The Gemara says, I'm taking over the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says those words. Now, take the first case. The Gemara says again that when the soul puts it down and the guy finishes it off. In fact, the Gemara, what's the kimt over here? If you don't need the guy, Avad is mutter. If you need the guy, it won't happen by Yisrael itself. Avad should be also. So the Gemara answers the Chiddush over here is by Yisrael will finish over 2 hours, and here's Makar Bishul will happen in 1 hour. That's Yisrael Shabbai. Building upon that, brings down the Aloha by the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says if Yisrael does something, whether Yisrael does Medchila, Be'emso, Be'saif, like the Gemara ends off, that as long as the Goy did not do Medchila, Be'saif, for the Goy, Maisat Smoter. That means that if Yisrael did Medchila or Emso, Be'saif, for Maisat Smoter. The Kasha is, it says Be'saif. What does the word besaif mean? It means that the food was cooked already, mostly, and the guy and the yid did it at the end. He added to it. That's be nichla and a bishul yisrael. The question is: do you get the locha in siftes? The machlokes over there, the mechaber and the ramo. The mechaber comes along and says, "We machm lechatchila unless it's erev Shabbos or have simuva. Otherwise, we machm when the gemara is done by yisrael." The chura, the words of the mechaber in sivov is still what it says in siftes. Black, white, stira. So you have two options. One is a b'chadish as a chiddush. He wants a tain in siftes. When it says to be machmen with the gemara is by Yisrael, is only look at the kimta is when the goy did it. It was taken off the flame. It stopped the act being cooked, and then the yid put it back. That's when the mechab is being machmer. But let's say he never left the flame as being mamshich the bishul over here. It says b'chadish and sifkon yidches and yidbeis. You want to say in that case, that's all one act over here. And there, even the Mechaber agrees, the Gemara done by Yisrael Maisa works.
That's really what the Gemara says.
I don't remember. that's what the Bichodesh says. Mechaber doesn't say that.
Right.
Maisa, most places can seem to disagree. And the question is, if so, how do you know the Mechaber over here in Sifov? So the Dr. Shubha wants to bring down, when it said Besaif, means Besaif before it got to the end of Michael Mendesai. Which is a Chiddush pshat in the words of the Mechaber, but that's what means Besaif. Sivvav. That's first pshat in the Mechaber. What's pshat in the Ramah? No, again, Sivvav, it says, the Mechaber says, if you do a Besaif, then the Mechaber says, Mutter. So, what's the case of Besaif? Bein Mechila, Bein Besaif. What's Besaif? So the other way you have to answer Besaif means the end before it got to Michael Ben Desai, which is a Chiddush. Fine, that's pshat in... Sorry? before. 31% on. The second thing over here in the Sifav is Kamal Gamoh. The Moshe has a Chiddush over here. And he says, even if Yisrael didn't act over here, that without the help of a Goy would not be Mavashal. But since Yisrael did something over here, the Maisa it's Mutter. That's Shema. Two questions I point out. Number one, the Gemara says not that way. Black, white, Gemara. The Gemara says again, what happened? Yisrael put it down, and then the Goy finished it off. The Gemara says, it's going to be Mutter. In fact, the Gemara, why? If what Yisrael would have done would have not led to the act of Bishal, Avad should be also. So the Gemara, what Yisrael did over here, the act by itself would not have been Mavushal, it's Mutter. The Ramah is against the Gemara. Black, white, Gemara. Aleph. Second is, Balochan Sifyud. Balochan Sifyud says the Mechaber, if you put it on, you put a fire over there, it's not enough to cook it. The Mechaber itself says, the Maisis can be also like the Gemara, and the Ramah left it blank. Do not say, I'm coming to argue in the Mechaber. So you have a Kashu, woman said, you left out Sifyud, but the Inkashu, we have a Gemara against it. So we have four Mahalchim on the page, two in the Shach and two in the Taz. The Taz is first two Tirotsim, his first Taz is, the Gemara starts off, man the same, I might think, that lighting a fire is not enough, not lead to the act of Bishul. The Gemara ends off with a statement, therefore, the case with Betchila Vat Seif is by a guy, it's also, anything he saw does is Mutter. The Gemara is being Chayzer when it thought was Pashit. It must be Chayzer. The Chiddush way to read the Gemara, that means no one in Beis Seif, and another Shem speak out, but to answer the Ramah, the Gemara is being Chayzer. Fine. Kasher Chiddush. That's his second Malach. The first Malach, he says, means it cannot, it would not do the act of Bishul, but be enough of Bishul to lead to Michael Mendesai. But two chedushim pshat v'amah, neither reads very well. Not pshat the sugya, not pshat v'amah shavoy. Kamung l'shach, his two malachim. First malachim wants a taino. That's true. You read the Bavli Maisha says aser. We know already there's a chilufim in the hogim between bnei Eretzol and bnei Bavel. The gate to the sugya of kisam to be semach upon it. And already in Simcha Kuf Yud, we know that we are semach upon the bnei Eretzol. Then hold on the case of a kisam. So just like a kisam would help. Who did the sugar of Adlok over here would help. And therefore we're passing against our Gemara. Passing against our Gemara. Not the Gemara is crazy, we're passing against our Gemara. That's his first Malach. The Shach's second Malach, he wants a Mechalif between the case of what do you soul do? If the soul over here did the act of the Gecholim, stoking the flame, that can be Mechal. Mashenkin, when the soul only brought the boss over the Gecholim, that's when the Gemara is being machmer. He ends off, that's very shred to be summed upon. You can look at the Makaris, no one's Mechalik, what he saw did, whether it's bringing the Bosser or the case of the Flame Shvoy. A look at the Maestik, be summed upon this Ramah is very important, it comes up all the time. Can you be summed upon this Ramah? That means, according to the Taz, you might end up saying, Maestik is against the Gemara. Fine, we have to say the Gemara is the Gemara. According to Shach, he says, let's analyze it. We have two, he's really stuck with his first tirades. The question is, what is better? Is it that when Goy brings the whole entire fire and the Yid puts in the Kisam, Yid attached himself to the fire, or the Yid lit the fire, but it's not enough to cook, and the Goy might have made an act of joy to cook? Which one is better? Which one is stronger? Which one is more reason to be Michael? So the question is still lighting better? Or you're still adding a kisam. When you're still lighting, and right now it's not ready to cook. You can't cook right now. So go to the fire and light it. Not ready to cook. Then the guy puts in the bosser. Is that more reason to make it? Or more reason to make it when there's a fire and you still did a kisam? Says Iran, Tezvav and Beis, Korva and Niloimar, that the halach is that a kisam is better.
Kisam is better?
Yeah, kisam is better.
Who said
it? We'll get to. Kisam. The Iran says it black and white. The Iran says it. He says why? As far as when you light a fire, it can't cook right now, so fine. You didn't do anything again to cooking. Mashenkin, the fire that can be cooked right now, go you lit it. You add a twig to it, that's Makar of the Bishul, you're associating it with a real fire. You're part of a fire that can cook. It's as if you lit the fire. So Kisam is better than the act of Adlokah. The Kisam has Makar of the Bishul, says Iran. The locker cannot cook. The Ramal's case, the locker cannot cook. That means, in every time when you light the fire first, the locker cannot cook. No possible there. Every case that way. So, what's better, had locker or kisam? The Ramal says kisam is better than a locker. That right now, it's as if, as, why do it? Kisam is if you lift the fire with the food there already. Let's say a goy put the fire, bosa there. I am that thing. That means a goy puts bosa there, there's no fire. He lights a fire. What's the loco? It's mortar, right? Because he lit the fire. So when you put the kisam, he lit the fire. It's being part of the fire. Mash enkein, when he lit a fire, there's no bosa there. So right now, the fire can cook. And the goy puts the bosa there. That's less.
Whether the bus is there, not the machal between bringing coals before there's a proper fire that can cook. I thought the Ron was saying that the cook was starting to start the fire, but the fire isn't ready to cook. But if you,
it's a, I think I hear that is his case, but it's the same thing when the food's not there. When the food's not there, it's not ready to cook right now. His case is the case of there. That's true. I think it's one the same.
So light the sheikah, the pilot lights.
Well,
not there.
Step by step, right. But again, the Ram over here says, and the way I said over, look among the farshim say that way. It's the same idea. True, the Ram's case, the Ram's case is when there is a fire there and the food's there but can't cook right now. Same thing, the food's not there. Same concept. Therefore, it comes out a kisam is better than adloko. Therefore, says the Shach, you want to be sitting upon the Ramah. The Ram says, where am I learning it from? From kisam. Adloko from kisam. We're going to follow the minig of bnei yisrael versus bnei bavel. Ends of the Shach, to make that chiluk and take learn from kisam. No, ein ran. It's not doing me. You cannot learn out the two sugars. You can make about the sugar of kisam. That'll be making the sugar of adloko, and then not be served upon the Shach. Sorachin not be served upon ladina on the Shach on the Ramah. Sorachin ladina not be served upon the Ramah. Because a kisam is better than adloko. The Ram discusses kisam about adloko. The Shach says what Shadr Ramah. That we can learn out adloko from kisam. He says, Ayn Ran, and the Ran says, Kisim can be made like
Adloko.
I'm
saying that, I was trying to say before, that it isn't a match for the Ran that if you would lit the fire, and then go put on the bus, it'd be fine.
No. Another way. We'll get to you're saying really, we'll get to the Nas design. The Gimel Malachas, I think what we're alluding to.
But Kisa would be okay.
We'll get to, yes. We're pointing out that there can be three sheets among the idea of design. Yes, yes.
It's not talking about the Paskin,
I said that's true, but I don't think it makes a difference. I'll just to speak out, we'll lead to the Zayin. We'll come out, I think we'll leave the three sheets over here. And also, as far as we go this way.
So,
we're not finished with this. Let's.
I don't know, I just want to forget one from Sivvav. It's Sivvav.
Yeah.
So, this is the argument Sivvav.
Sarah and Ladina, Sivvav Kapana. You see later on, does not seem to really like it.
Well, what's the case?
Again.
How did the case of Sivvav?
We'll play it out in Sivvav Zayin.
That's the one I'm opening
up. Siv Zayin is really the main mavucha among Ashkochas and between the Bnei Ashkenaz and the Bnei Svart. The Gemara says, Lam Chasam Beis, we have the idea of Gimel Malachas. Gimel Malachas, the Gemara is discussing by Sigil Pas, either the act of Adlaka, the act of Anocha, or the act of Chitoy. Do one of the three Lamaisa works. The question is that a case of Yuchah by Pas? A Kulam Pas, a Lechem Yichi Odom? Chai Nefesh was in by case of Bishul. So as far as I see among the Rishonim, it should be three Mahalchim. I mean, they get to the round what you're saying over here. That means
it says that Mokar and Kisim there is the worst. So the Ran comes and you say
Yeah. That's going to be the three Sheetahs. That means number one, we have the option. The Rashba is very clear that there's a concept here that Gimel Lachas are only by pass. Why only by pass? The two reasons among the Rishonim why that's so. Either the Rashba says, like I said before, Chai Nefesh Lechem Yichi Odom, or the Ran that Taz brings down, it's an act that's miyuchud by pass. That means they point out the whole process to make bread is you have to first light the fire, then you have to stoke it, they have to take the coals out to the side, they have to put trash on the side. There's a whole process to make it. Mashaggy and Bishul, not process on the fire and you put the food on top. No specific process for the fire Shaboy. Therefore, that's the Chor Pshan, the Tanu says it's an act that's miyuchud for pass. And therefore, by pass, we'll have this return of doing these actions. To make a fire by pass, everyone sees this miyuchud to the act of being done over here. Not today, it may not apply, but that's how the Chazal set it up. That's true. But that means when the Gimel Malachas do not apply, the way you have to go do, according to the Rashba, according to the Ra, you have to put the food on the flame. That means, according to the Mechaba, the Rashba, the idea of stoking the flame, putting on the flame, does not work out. The metzias is you have to put the food on top of the flame. Rashba. Second malach, kamal of the Torah, very clear. It says the word hipech, meaning not only on the food but even on the coals. The isavat the arif went this way. They kamal say the gimel malachas apply even to bishul. Atzad Shlishi, the Ran goes a little bit in between. He's very clear the gimel malachas don't apply, but he says kisam is better. Kisam maestro or chitoy does apply. That means he said what doesn't apply over here is the act of putting on the fire, the local won't apply. But chitoy and kisam does apply. That's Ran Shito. No, the Shach is going out from past to Bishul, he says. The Shach says that's Pshat Amot went out. And yeah, and he's discussing Bishul around. The Ran saying on Bishul. That means the Ran saying the Malachas don't apply, but we do a Chita V'Kisam, that does work. Why? Because that's a flame that is being associated, part of a real fire. Why? What's the Malachas? What's the Yisoid of Chita V'Kisam? The Yisoid is Hadlocha. And the Loch that even though the Loch is, that, again, by according to the Rashba, you have to put the food on the flame, but that doesn't mean that the food on the flame. But let's say the food came first. The flame came second, also works. That means whatever came second works. Either the Basa came second, or the flame came second. Kamal Liran says, fine, either you have to do the act of Anocho, or you have to do the act of Chita V'Kisam when the food came second. Because that's the you put on the fire. That's Liran Shito. Those again, three Shitas among the Rishonim. Halacha I don't follow, so again, the Bnei Svarta are very clear. The Mechaba has no heter, and if it's Pichodesh, Lach Maponim, Zivet Zedek, Kavachayim, Abben Ishchayit, all come along and say, and that's one of the main issues for the Bnei Svarta, we have to mamash put the food on fire. There's no heter of Chitoy, no heter of Atloko, no heter of all these Zerufim, Eish Me'eish, Pyrolites, nothing works. You have to put the food upon the flame. That's Bnei Svarta. The Ashkenaz, there seem to be different levuchas how exactly the Paskin among the Gdolah Paskin. Because once we have the Ramah, the Ramah Maisha sounds like everything works for Chay Noigim. That's the Minig. Go on the Ramah Maisha, everything is one term, Chay Noigim. Maisha does not seem to be that way, that's the Minig, to be something of everything. The way the Shach went, Shach Sukhon, Ches Sukhon Yud Beis, and the Goin went, that the idea is will be Mekel Vechita Vekisan. That we will be Mekel for it, but not Hadloko. He seemed to go like the Ramah's Mahalach, the Shach. Read him slowly, Kisim doesn't bother him. Chita doesn't bother him. Hadlaka bothers him. The Ram makes a chilek over here. That's where the Shach seems to go. The Shach. He said, yes, we have the Ram over here. The Tzarchi and the Dina of Samech upon the Ramah. The Chita Vikisim works. When it comes second. But not Hadlaka. That means he went with the Ram over here. The Taz doesn't like the Tolt, I think, but he has the Raivet Chita. It's time for the Raivet, basis role. That's how he seemed to go. The Chochmah Zalman says, "Aval not to do any of these things." But the Eved Machmat Chak, fine that we have this three from over here. Those are different anhogas over here. L'maisa, first Bnei Svarad, there's no heter. That means, for example, a couple of years ago after Beis Sholom, there was a sushi place that there was actually a real Chinese guy making the food.
I think it's Japan.
Japanese guy. I don't know how he goes. You know those eyes. His mom, he had a hat, and he was making. After Beis Shalom, in a little small area, and there's a shkocha, a very big sign over there by Chassam Sefer, Lefishit Zaramo. So I asked, what do you mean Lefishit Zaramo? So everyone's like, I asked people, oh, Ramo, even Ramo. Right, it's like, she's Beis Yosef. So then they were selling things, Lefishit Zaramo meant that who's doing it all? Who will lit the fire? Yeah. So, how in the world they did that? It's an interesting question. Is there a baya of lifting the Iver to go to sell to Sephardim? They don't have this heter.
Jesus from what do you want from them?
They say very clear, right? What do you want from them? Because what do you think anyone walking out of Beis Shalom, all these Americans walk out and say, the Sephardim, what do they know? It sounds like we even got that. When you see that sign, the first thing is, we even got that. It does a gamble thing.
It's
a gamble. No. So, there is a mavucha among the swarm. What's the locha? How do Osmi Ashkenaz have to be knowing to get into Sfarad? That means, for example, the mere dinner. Chaim Linden, any yeshiva that makes dinner a miracle. Do they have to, they're Ashkenazim, do they have to make sure that the food that's in the dinner, that thousand people coming and the people give the money, a lot of them are Sfardim. But I should have to make sure that for them, it's kosher for them. Not that, even like, the, let's say they even take care of it, and they do it for you. But they didn't know that you did for you. The Oyva Hashem Yislach Lodah, Kaman of Chazin, Eitla. Fine. So there's a question, how do I have to be associated with the Sfardim? So the Dain Weiss has a tshuva about the Chelik Zayin. He makes four tshuva from out of it. He says, not to worry about. He says, first of all, it's Lifnei Iver and the Rabbanon. Those want me Mekel. It's a Lifnei Iver on the Shegi, those want me Mekel. There's a Lifnei Iver that I hold as Mutter, those want me Mekel. All three says it's not true, you don't Paskin. But you have three tshuva him with it, see if there are more. So you're not like a Lifnei Iver. That's what he wants Taino. Now you could get involved with Mekel as Lifnei Iver. What about, why not Lifnei Iver each Shen Agenis? One of the Mayim tells the Sugim Choshim Mishpot. So again, there are the Yabbi Omer, when he writes about this in Tshuva, he wants a Taina that usually in most cases you have a Tzirif, it's Beis Yisrael, and Ramah, and you have Tzchiris, you have a Sfek Tzek, you have a Mechaba, Yeshu Mila Smech Lokal. And there's Limit Tzchos. The early Tzchiris writes that Dom Tz Klolim, it says, we don't make Sfek Tzek against Mechaba, there's not a Limit Tzchos, Spanish Chais is not to say it. Most other people say, Chaim Kodeshkev, them tell says, yeah, you have a Bayat to give it to Sfardi, you have a quote also. So I had to play Prati between us and the Sfard. On the Tzad, what you're doing is Mutter, which in itself is not that simple. But on the Tzad, what you're doing is Mutter, to give it to them, or to serve to them, or to not to be clear with them, is a Sugal and Simkuf test of Zayin. It's not that simple to why you don't have an issue over here, Mitzah, the Sugal of Teyiva, or Messiah, or Eitzer Negenes, or Chosh Mishpat over here.
How long
did it
still last?
I don't know.
It's not that because of
this? Now, this idea. Another case is Kostnagir to Sfardim. Interesting question. Shwama. Yeah, Shwama is, they tell me, right? It's a stick, a moat, a stick, and meat all around it. And it's all raw, so who makes sure, the Mashkiach makes sure he's the one who Shemitah Mitzvah puts onto the fire. What happens? They always take the machine, put it down, and I guess it turns itself. Now, the act that he put it on, would it cook the inside meat?
Yeah.
So it cooked there, the first couple of centimeters. It's massive.
It's going to cook when the bottom is downside.
It doesn't cook further in.
Further in. Oh,
so as they cook the downside.
Of course it does. No, it doesn't. Because the guy has to wait until it cooks after he touches the top layer.
He wants it ground. He wants it ground, but he doesn't. But a lot of it's cooked back on the side.
No, it's not. If you look at it when he's trimming it, it's still cooking in the inside.
As they cut it off.
So there are. So the Negei Shwama, I see at least in the past 10 years, there have been at least 20 tshuvas about it. Part of the argument about Matzias. Right, they're arguing, will it get cooked by an act of Yisrael put it there? So a guy writes in one of these kibbutzes, he says, I tested, I have a store, I put it, this thing inside, I waited a bunch of hours, the outside was burnt to the crisp. The inside was raw, it was bloody and raw. I cut it off, it was bloody and raw.
Did he put it
on? It was red. Another boy said red. It was red and raw. He said the word red. He said, was it cooked? It was nothing. Nothing happened. He says, in that thick thing, he wasn't there. He tested. That's Aleph. Second thing is, they point out, a lot of them, what happens, they're going around. A lot of them, they you pull out, and you do it, and then you push it back inside. Who's taking in and out? The guy doing it. What, it's raw inside. It's raw. Now we're lucky. It's high. So one put it in and out. So they say, so Bishlam, you go like the Bnei Ashkenaz. If you want to be Samech upon being a lip by a Yid, which again, you need a basis as well for the Taz, for the Shach. What?
Shach agrees when it was removed by the guy.
No, so again, if you, I mean, first of all, even Bnei Ashkenaz might have an issue over here. I mean, you have to know a Paschim, but Bnei Svard does not have any, the head of Adlok over here. What's going on over here? So again, the Issa of Adi Yosef is brought down, and Numis Bnei Svar seem to be Mekel. And one say, well, on its side, it's the base Israel, with the Seicher, it's an Evid over here, with Betzir through Amor, with the idea that there's a Mashkiach over here, takes care of the Avatomai. So the Numis form seem to say, it's Mortar. Instead of Shane, they point out, the Maiso, this over here, base Israel, especially if who owns the restaurant, even if it's from person. Samech upon it, Yishlodin. Samech upon this Evid over here, Yishlodin. to be samech on the idea of that it was cooked ready, Pasha was not cooked over here. So the act, see for what? What's the head to over here? Each one is very strict and it's not so that way. And they were in the witness they said, so you have a bayad. I mean, the Bnei Ashkenaz, you at least you have what to be samech on. What does Bnei Svar have to be samech on? There's nothing in the Mechalik to Maizis Mutter. Yeah, that's a cash. That's the truth. It's costing it.
What's the Arab doing?
Just another point to speak out in the air. I've asked this question numerous times over the years. What's the big deal if I go eat barab and not? If it's parva and anything that shoots mice, I'll be mafish myself over here. And I'll make sure nobody have bugs over here. No tloyim. So what's the big deal? Go eat. What can go buy by a regular apple store?
Meat or
I want to buy parva. There's no buy of flame. I'll do two mice myself. Stole
the either.
This
is all the guys
that
see this know that
they know
what you're doing.
You're not telling it. You're buying it. In the case where it's so, and he says he's been asked the question also. Rav Strombach and Shuvah. He says a pella. Same with but not. And what's the problem? I was like you. Bishalakim. Why? So you buy something, you just made it, make you an egg. They make you anything they cook. Can you go to a restaurant and buy things that are parable that is a true to my should be mafish yourself, no buy our bugs? Go to any restaurant, eat something. So he says, what's the problem? Bishalakim. And it goes to step by step. So first of all, the fact that who's doing it? The Yidim are doing it. The Yidim are working over here. So first, Rabbanut takes Yidden in this country, anyone that says in the Tudah, they're Yehudi. Yeah. In this country, there are hundreds of thousands of people that says Yehudi, and then no, they're not Yehudim, whether because their father was Jewish, whether they came from Russia. There's no, the hundreds, God, this one, the term they have for Chashmal and Shabbos, so if you want to be samech about that. So, but, right. So he says the 100,000 that the Gerus are not a Gugerus or the father's a Goy, and they accept a lot of things and they just follow whatever that says in the two Dalva here. That's Aleph. Bezes, fine. You want to tell me, you know, fine, they're really Jews, except for the Mumrim. Mumrim, it's upon the get of a Mum over here. But he says most of these restaurants have these type of people, they don't have a head to base this role because the Bailam are Goyim. If a Bayar Shami Echel Dava Tamay over here. Of Chilonim. And Chilonim won't understand over here. And therefore, it gets involved with you. Wonder why can you have a not? Because you have a bayam of our sugar. What exactly are we stomach upon to be making out of sugar of Bishlakim?
So, salad, do it
there. Salad. Yes. Bayam, right.
What's the Bishlakim of a not?
What's the Bishlakim of a not? The word of a not, the head guy took me around for a bunch of hours. And his words were, "We're only chetzi treif." His words, I have it over and over recorded. I put it recorded in his pocket. We're chetzi treif. That means any shita that we have to be sent on, he's very happy. Rabbanut is better. They have better the protocols are better. Follow through is going to be very bad. Rabbanut, we're chetzi treif. I asked him about certain things. He told me I found the shita. He's very happy to have it. I asked him why you're not going to be machmir. He said very simple. Because if we stop being machmir these people, we're going to call it a bunch of things. Then stop going ashkocha protis. They get all the ashkochas. I said, what's wrong? Ashkocha protis. No, ashkocha protis. They're all private ones. Fine.
I have
a hard time understanding when people do that because first of all the mashgiach is not there all the time.
What?
I've been told numerous. I went to a place that everyone says mashgiach is terrific and wonderful. Been the numerous times. I walked in one time, this restaurant, one of the mashgiach, he wasn't there. It was open for a couple of hours. I asked the person who put on the mashgiach did 24/6. He said the mashgiach called him sick. So who put on the flame? We did. Well, you guys? Well, since you have mashgiach 24/6, we can have grain here. So basically, so you did bishalakum. So yeah, you rabbi, you put on the flame. So he's saying basically you came on treif also. Like, you put on the flame. So basically, when the mashgiach was not there, I said, so what happened? He said, yeah, backup. Where's the backup? He's coming. came back an hour later. When he's coming, he's still coming in the backup. So this wonderful place, Eimon Semich upon, when he was not there, that's when they traced up to Caleb. It's Rabbi Mahajid or whatever. It was a certain restaurant. Eimon said, Mashkir was terrific. I think Mashkir is terrific, but he wasn't there all the time.
Which place is this?
I think it's remote.
What?
None of them
are recorded.
Now,
even Rabbi Mahajid
was a big problem. I said, two Yonim, Rabbi Mahajid. First of all, there are three chiluk between Rabbanu and Rabbanu Mahajan. The chiluk between Rabbanu and Rabbanu Mahajan is Siv Zayin. The one chilukim. That means Siv Zayin Rabbanut is not machmer for the Mechabashita. Rabbanu Mahajan is machmer for the Mechabashita. Therefore, by milchiks, by Rabbanu Mahajan, that means Mashkiach to be there all the time. He sits there. Every time I want to put food in the fire, they ring him. He comes down and puts food in the fire. You want to do anything? That's it, officially. I was there, Rabbanu Mahajan, he wasn't there. That was the issue here. That means, if I care, and therefore they don't care about Rabbanu Mahajan to get going work in the kitchen. They don't need chilonim anymore. Because they have mashgiach there 24/7. But the ma'aseh, 24/6. But, so that is one, there are a couple of chilukim, that is one of the main chilukim, and all Svarim know they cannot eat by Rabbanu. They all know that. They're only Rabbanu Mahajan. But again, Rabbanu Mahajan's issue is they don't follow through the protocols. They're wonderful protocols. They just don't follow through it. There's no hashgacha on the hashgacha. Oversight, right? The building upon this Kamla, the Ramah makes a kula upon a kula, the suga of Eish Me'esh. That a Yid can light a fire, the Goy come over and take from the fire and bring it to himself, and that's Nichol Neged of Eish Me'esh. And the Ramah is to be Mekel. When I look up from the Kor of the Ramah, is the Isavet Aruch, and the Isavet Aruch is very clear, only B'di'evet. And the Ramah, when he writes, is a B'loshim B'di'evet, if it was done already. That to be Semich upon a B'di'evet, Avada, the Bnei Svarad, say no way. That's Parshat. This is a kula upon a kula. Even if they Ashkenaz, the word of Chokhmah Zonim is Ein Karech Limchis. Well, the words of the Archa Shulchan, Meshatzchak, and in the Beis Yisrael. Otherwise, not to be Semich upon it. So the question really is, if so, everyone knows the tumul of pilot lights. How in the world can we Semich upon a pilot light when Ramah is saying only B'dievah Meshatzchak? So that you, what? So what is a pilot light? Basically, it's a flame by your oven. My parents, their oven in Flatbush. I don't know where it is anymore. But they had a flame there, and every time we put on, instead of what we do now, we put on, and you push a button, and it lights it, right? The spark happens. The other was no spark. You had a fire constant, 24/7. And you put on the gas, pulled the gas from the fire to your burner, and the flame went on. So the question is, can you be stomach upon the pilot light? So there are numerous places people are not happy with it. Someone makes a roof out of it. There are those ones...
It doesn't exist.
Oh, so they say a couple of things. So first,
commercial.
Right. There's a couple of things. They have 2 points. That means number one, there's a head to Eish Me'esh. That's Ramah. Our pilot lights, the newest place in Montana, is better than the Ramah. They have two different types of pilot lights on the market. One is better than Ramah. One is there's a pilot light that's at some middle of the oven. A lot of the commercial ones. The mamish there, not it's on the side, you took it from somewhere, and you bring it, it's there, it's making it bigger. The other one time, that's the luck of the Ramah. Now, when we say the luck of the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Shach says no, and the Taz is basically Shol, and the Ramah says, my Sikan, Mechay Noyim. But it's why it's better than Ish Meish, not the pilot light, it's a better Akimta, it's a real Hadlokah. It's there, they're making it bigger. A second, they want tiny, even the ones that people in the houses my parents had, it's not the case where there's a fire here and you take and you pick it up and you put it somewhere else. It's when you lit it, it's all connected and everything's on, it's all one big fire. And then you, what happened then? So it's all connected to the source. So since it's connected, the fire, when it goes on, it's all still connected to the source. Right? It's still the gas that went through the thing and it's connected to the flame. And therefore they ask from Moshe, the Moshe Tainas, and the OU brings down that the pilots in the old ones, the one that the ovens had, were better, it's Nichol Nesuk of Adloko, not the Sukkah Me'esh La'esh. Now again, I was standing upon Adloko, fine, the basis is all maybe according to Taz, maybe Petrufi you can, but again, it's not the Sukkah Me'esh La'esh. Now, practically, arguing with Semich upon it, so again, they say the Metzius in the 1990s, in the end, came along the government, and they say due to regulations, they do not let you make pilot lights anymore. So practically, it's not common in any person's house anymore. That's Aleph. Second is, just to end off, is that this idea of Semich upon a pilot light, with these coolers over here, so with Semich upon coolers, what's the correct anoga? I mentioned before already, Rabbi Ruben Dashkoch, it says, we're Mahajan. What's the correct anoga over here? So, this idea of being mekel, of taking kulas, of drabon, let's have kulas over here. So first, there's a medrash in Shir Hashirim that's brought down that the whole reason why we had the story of Haman and Achashverosh, because Klal Yisrael ate bishulakim. And the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Beis says that last year we showed Ish for Ish. Who's Ish for Ish? Mordechai and Haman. Why is Mordechai by the party? He was serving everybody. Says the Chaim Kanievsky, why to save people from the Isra of Bishlakim, and that's what he was there for, to pour them and to save Bishlakim. Mordechai was by the party for that reason, to make sure. The Maisa Bishlom Zalman is brought down in the Licha Shlomo, in the Sesame Shuvah, in Parag Gimel, that a person came over to him and asked him a bunch of questions in the Gare to the Sigur of Bishlakim, how to pass him. So first he did not want to answer him. A certain person went over to Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and he did not want to answer him, the Lach in the Gare to Bishlakim. Because until he found out, he was not looking for kulas. And he told him, the reason why is, if you're looking for kulas, I'm not going to answer you. He says, the bayot now in Klal Yisrael, intermarriage, the miyuchad in Eretz Yisrael, it's what Chazal say, it's the sugya of the kulas people take out in the sugya of Bishlakim, America. Miyuchad in America, it's mitzad in Bishlakim. He said, people looking for kulas is connected to Rosh Chazal. And he said, it's true, we have all these kibbutz organizations. All the kibbutz organizations. So why is it still losing so many people over here? He says, why? Namik kibbutz is wonderful. But Chazal says, al bishlakim. And he says, you should spend more money on taking on the chumras of bishlakim. That's more of a thing. We follow Chazal say. It's very important to worry about this concept over here. And he said, there's kulas over here, and the safer rights, in the Shlomo, for example, he meant the light bulb was inside the oven. Bisamech upon that? A kul like that? He said to bisamech on this Indian that they have a light bulb going constant? That's something you vada not bisamech on. Now that, he goes on further and says, even things that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, what the machloik is about, the machab said to be machmer, the ramos said to be mekel, even then he said the person should be machmer. And he gives two examples. One example discusses this pilot light. It's me'esh leish. He says, you want me samach upon it? Fine, he says, I said, I'm me'esh leish. On the Ramah. To be samach upon that, he says, maybe you can be samach upon it the first time. Why do you have fire? And it goes to that. But not the second, third, fourth, fifth time. Then the Ramah takes away the whole sugya of Bishlakim. And therefore, it is brought down in others from the Yashim, Chodshani, of Shnumach, says, me'esh leish only works one time, not afterwards. He gives another thing. He says, you want me samachan to be mekel and kufi base of yod by the heat of the oven, not samachan on that kulo, the comments are more. So even things that are brought down, he says, not to. Now, the Ma'ase said, this idea that the Licha Shlomo is not brought down in the later prints of the Licha Shlomo. It's only brought down in the earlier prints. Therefore, when Rabbi Forrest brings it down, he says, it's alleged he said it, it's brought down missing from prints. So I asked, he's not here, Rabbi Yosef, his son-in-law, to ask Yisrael, the Ma'ase, what happened, why you take it out from the later prints. So he said, I have a recording of it that he said these words. Except Rabban Orbach, the uncle, he said, not every private conversation has to be made to safe in public. I'm sure Mazam would not been happy about it. He said it. And I have a word for word, and I typed it in, I give you the recording about it. He said it for sure. They took it out because nothing has to be done. It's Ashkofa, a Moser. That the correct anoga, we have, again, we went through tons of swords and ideas of error.
Without having mashgiach put food actually on the oven?
No, they do only datim. They get shomer Shabbos or quasi shomer Shabbos, so people will not. They tell what mumer is, but the people won't do things for hesia and they'll bash on others. Right? They get other ideas. They get onto different ideas over here. But the vada, they have different ideas over here. But again, but even that, Shlomo Zalman is saying, you want to know what the problems of Klai are, why we're losing so many people? It's take on kulas. You should take, and in fact, guys, anything that we're going to take on chumras. That's the correct anhoga to take on chumras over here. You want to know why not to buy wise potato chips or Pringles? Why? There's tons of reasons why to be mekel. Is that the correct anhoga? Maybe it's not mahadrin, but that's something that America they eat Pringles. Yes.
No.
So Zalman says, if we have a bunch of ideas over here, we should not look for kulas. Then he won't tell me this looking for chumras. He said, yeah, it should be machmir go. He writes, he said, call me kotzal kotzal look for chumras. Be kotzal kotzal look for chumras. That's the correct noga. By Medrash, we're holding now by Simchas. Next time from Simchas onwards.